the review. And I'm glad we are here. Those at home calling in from anywhere is ready. And I welcome the Adebanwo family. Amen. That's one of the families that the Lord added to his church this year. If you ask me, where my daughter just read for us is about the same thing with the Sunday school, something we had today, right? Just the same message. It was yesterday I was reading this Nehemiah chapter 1 from verse 1. And after reading it, it was laid in my heart also to share it today as the message. The next 15 minutes, I should be done. Because before 11 o'clock, we must get into the meeting. And I've titled it, The Heart and Burden to Obey and Serve God. That's what I titled it, The Heart and the Burden to Obey and Serve God. Our theme for the year 2021 is Multiplied Blessings. And God started in verse 1 with, if only you will diligently obey or hearken to my words, then these blessings will follow you. And number one, he said there is that, I was sharing that with one man yesterday. The number one blessing mentioned there is that I will set you high above all other nations. But the requirement for flying high is obedience to God. Praise God. And that's what I've been sharing since the first Sunday, Tuesday, Bible study, and today, and I will keep sharing before we get into the blessings proper. Well, she just read for us, Nehemiah. Like I said, I was reading this scripture yesterday, and I shared it with the pastors this morning in our prayer meeting. I just want to learn from the heart, the life of this man as people that will be set up on high and high above all nations. Let's learn from this man's life. People that will enjoy the multiplied blessings of God, let us learn from this man. A man in exile. A man in exile. Yet he had a great burden. A great burden. And the heart to serve God. To build for God. To rebuild what had been destroyed. We saw what happened at the Capitol some few days ago. That great place. I see some people carrying everything. Goa, and they were breaking windows and breaking everything. Destruction. Let me just use that. And then like this man saw that kind of edifice destroyed. When he got the news about the destruction of the broken wall of the wall of Jerusalem, what was his attitude? What was his action? What was his reaction? Let's learn from this. Today we're going to be saying, well, you are appointed head of this, head of that, head of that. There are actually no more changes, no much changes. But you are going to be appointed or reappointed today. What kind of heart? What kind of burden? He said, well, many years ago, there was this young man in his church, Foursquare. And then I was district secretary of our district then. They appointed him in Foursquare to be a church council member. You have to be elected for 2 years. After that, you still have the opportunity to continue for another 2 years. if the pastor says continue. So after 2 years, he was brought up. There was another election. It was a one-term. It was a one-term council member. Praise God. So we came to the office that day, the district office. This man was crying. What's the problem? He said, do you know at our church council meeting yesterday, they did not elect me to serve for the second time. That means they don't like me. He was crying, a whole man. I said, brother, you got it wrong. Very wrong. Is that why you're crying? No, there are some people, they like that title. They want to get it, but nothing, no action to show for it. So this, in the month of this, just like our brother, my daughter read for us, he said here, one of my brothers came from Judah with some other men, either to visit him or to greet him. And I questioned, very important, a man that has burden on the heart. Like Pastor Adelani was like, he said, how many of us do pray? Even the president that is going, it's still our duty to pray for him. Right? 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 Still our, no matter how bad you say anybody is. If there's anybody you pray for, is that one you say is not, pray for him. God, touch his heart and change him. God, help him. Because he's going to face a lot of other things. Help him, Lord. Rebuild him, Lord. Change his life. Do you know your prayer can change the life of? And I say, yeah, let him. Yeah, I agree, he's done a lot. But still pray for him. There's so much that your prayer can do. And the one that is coming in, maybe here is different. But go back to some places. They said the one there is no good, it's not good. Let's put that. And the one that is coming becomes worse than even the other one. What the Bible has committed into our hands is prayer. This man had the heart and the burden to serve. This man had the heart and the burden to build and rebuild for God. You and I, people, we're starting the new year from our meeting today. What have you been thinking about even serving? What ministry are you looking after now? What ministry? Men's ministry. What am I looking at to add quality? To add life. To impact the lives of the people. Women's ministry. Prayer ministry. Building committee. And so on. What burden do I have? Is this enough to just say, you are the director of this? It's not enough. You know, it gave me great joy. When I get up, I still thank God. Even with the pandemics, there's some ministries, even in the midst of it all, some ministries gave their lives. Some put their own lives at stake. They were running from place. They would go to a place where pantry food, where that food. Some of them did not just give their life and time. They gave their money, everything. And I said, come here. What did you spend? He said, no, pastor, leave it. God says you do it. The burden and the heart to serve God. Look at when he asked the question, somebody that has the burden and the heart to serve God has to ask the question, how is it going in the church? I was telling somebody, the women should have the heart, even the young ones. After the service on Sunday, we all go home. On Tuesday, we come back and we find the church clean. Who does the cleaning? Somebody should ask that question. Somebody should ask, next Sunday, before we come, if you are pointed into any place today, there must be that burden on the heart to make sure. Now, when he asked the question, he got the answer. And I questioned them about the Jews, the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem, and also about Jerusalem. Look at the answer. And they said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble. Of course, you see that many people are in great trouble in this land, even in this country. A lot have lost their family members. A lot are sick and lying in the hospital. All of them may not be COVID. All other ailments, they are lying there. A lot who are in their homes don't have food to eat, even one meal. And that is why if you go out, you see, wherever they are giving food, you see the kind of big cars lined up. And these people are lined up for food. Well, she works in a social welfare office. I don't know what they see in their office. Even in the church, there are people in pain in the church. How do I think of a way to add quality to the life of somebody this year? Not just the welfare. Can I come out and say, welfare, take this $100, take this $200 and add to your welfare fund to take care of the needs of the people in the church. Identify those who have need and meet their needs. And they said to me, those who survived the exile and back in that in great trouble and disgrace. And then they said to him, the wall of Jerusalem is broken. It's just like saying somebody, the walls of the capital is destroyed. It's broken down. And the gates have been burned with fire. And look at this. This is where I'm going. This is where I'm going. The man that has the heart and the burden to obey God and to serve God. Verse 4, when I heard these things, I sat down and I wept. Praise God. Praise God. When I heard these things, I did what? I did what? When I heard these things, he said, I sat down. I became weak. I was weakened. That these things, and not just that, I wept, I cried, because the wall of Jerusalem is broken down. People that have the heart and the burden to serve God must be people this year that are ready. I go on my knees and I cry, God, touch me. Use me in this ministry to impact life. Lord, our God, visit our church. Lord, our God, visit that brother, visit that sister. Lord, our God, give me the heart to win souls. Operation Disciple, I think I shared it, was it last Tuesday or two Tuesdays ago? During the Christmas time, people were running this masquerade in Anambra. And this lady was out for evangelism. Fine young lady. And from the way she was speaking, you know, this one is educated. And the masquerade people were running away, getting money. When it was coming, and this lady waited. When the masquerade got to her, she said, wait. Masquerade, I want to give you a gift. Gift that will change your life. Gift that you will never regret if you receive it. How many of us watched that something? You got it. I want to give you a gift. Wait. The masquerade was, this man said, and I cried. He did not only cry, he prayed. People that must make impact this year must be people that pray. Praise God. And the lady said to the masquerade, I want to give you Jesus Christ. If you receive Jesus in your life, you will never remain the same. He will change your life and make you a better person. That was a very fine young man. And she talked and talked and talked. This lady would have prayed. You don't go and face a masquerade anyhow. They'll beat the hell out of you. She would have cried unto God, as I go out to the Lord, give me a soul. And then, after talking, he said to the masquerade, are you ready now to receive Jesus? Masquerade said, yes. Amen. Masquerade said, yes. Now say after me, Lord Jesus. Blah, 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 all those things that we say. And the young man was. And after I said, you know what? Just remove this in your account. For you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. All you know is to know what you carry in you. 1 John 4:4. You are of me, you've overcome them. Because the one that is in you is greater than the one that is in the world. The masquerade obeyed and removed that thing. Fine young man. He said, and I cried unto God. And when we say, oh God, take us to a place of how many hours did you spend? Or how many minutes have you spent? Even as we enter the new year and say, God, that new building, that place, please take us there. He had a burden and a heart to serve God. Amen. And then he prayed. And if you go down there from verse 5, you see the prayer points, all that he was talking to God about. Talking to God about the people, reminding them and all that and all that. Praying and all that. He did not only cry. He did not only pray. In fact, the prayer touched was all over him that he was the king's cupbearer. When he went to the king to serve food, the king looked at him and said, listen, something must be wrong with you, Nehemiah. Why is your face like this? Why is your face? If you learn to pray, if you learn to have a burden to obey God, and God would always go to speak for you, right? He would always go to speak for you. It was the king that said, you're different, and all that, and all that. Then the king said, okay, what do you want me to do for you? And then he told the king. He was granted permission to go. And when he went to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, he faced all kinds of opposition, but nothing moved him. People that must make impact, obey and serve God, must be people that are not moved. They that put their trust in Jehovah, they are like Mount Zion that can never be moved. Praise God. He remained firm, solid in his faith. People that will enjoy the multiplied blessings of God must be people that are sound and solid in their faith. I was telling the pastors this when we were talking, and I'm rounding up right now. After that, person taking the tithe and offering will come do it, and we go into the meeting. I said, you find a lot of people, many people, right in this church, by the grace of God, one thing that we're committed to is teaching, and we're still going to teach the word of God, even through better than we've ever done it. Teach the word. That is the secret to any success. But you find there are many of us. Oh, there is one prayer meeting there. Oh, there is there. Oh, they call on her. Oh, but call into your own something. All over the place. But what are you doing in God, in your church for God? Nothing. I think that should stop. This man was not distracted. He focused and faced and went on to build back the broken wall. How many of us this year are ready and prepared? Church members, church leaders, head of department, head of ministry. How many of us are ready to build up the broken wall for God in whichever area? In the area of financially, how many of us contributed financially last year? I thank God for what he did for us. Oh, because of COVID, we are not in church. And you put back your tithe there. Oh, because of COVID, we are not in church. You just nothing, January to December, no tithe paying to God and all that. Oh, well, since we are not in church, they just drop anything there. He went to build back the broken wall. People this year, that might be people that are ready to serve, ready to build back the broken wall. People of prayer. People on their knees. There was a time, and it still happens to me, sometimes you go on your knees to pray. You don't know when you burst out and begin to cry and all that. I remember one year in one of the churches, that day when we came, we were worshiping and worshiping and worshiping God. I busted. I was crying like a baby, openly like that. My assistant pastor came and said, "Sir, I hope there is nothing wrong." There's nothing wrong, but the Holy Spirit is at work. And then when we went up now to do praise and worship, one man that does not see, the wife brought to church that day. We were worshiping, and my assistant pastor went and brought the man out here and left him with me there and went back. God said, just even don't look at him. And we began to worship. After like 10 minutes or so, God said, open your eyes, stop. Give the mic to this man and ask him, what has happened to you? And the man said, I can see. He said he prayed. Heart and burden to serve God. God gave it to us this year in the name of Jesus. Let's rise up and thank God. God, the prayer point is, God, this year, give me the heart. Give me the burden to obey you and serve you. Go ahead. I was really blessed when the Sunday school was really saying exactly what I have and what I read yesterday. I said to share. Say, go ahead. God, I submit myself to you. The heart and the obedience to serve you give unto me, Lord. That song says, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. I know he's always with me. If we do the right, that's none, this is why walk and pleasure afford. That's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. I'll be more truly than ever before. I'll have him more better than ever before. I'll do what he bids me, no matter the cost. I'll be a true soldier, I'll die at my post. Father, we worship you. Father, we exalt you. Father, we lift you up high. You are wonderful. What you are calling for, Lord, this morning and this year in service is people that have the heart and the obedience to serve you. And to live for you. Father, any area that we need adjustments, give unto us. Your name be glory. We commit our annual general meeting into your hands. Lord, take all the glory. In Jesus' name. Who's taking the tithe and offering?
The Lord. Good morning, everybody. So I want to read the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38, where God said that, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met, withal it shall be measured to you again. So it's time for us to give our offering and our tithe. But there's one thing I want to enlighten us, where God said, what God said we should, you know, tell ourselves about sincerity and honest. There's two things that is here. Sincerity and honest, it still have opposite side. The opposite side is deception and crookedness. And all those things have things to, you know, to do in our life. It have impact. The sincerity bring increased grace in our life, and the honesty bring grace in our life. But the deception and the crookedness, it destroy the in us, in our life. But these two things, those are the important things. They are the principal thing that can propel us to accomplish our destiny, to fulfill our destiny. Those are the things that can, you know, that can lead us, you know, captain us, pilot us to the end if we're going to make it. Sincerity, honesty. Those are the things that can help us. Let us be sincere to ourselves. You know, in this scripture here, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it doesn't end like that. After that, when God said that you're going to merge, you're going to increase, and everything's going to be running over, pressed down, shaking together, it's still something that Jesus Christ was adding there. He was telling them parable. You know, he said that how can a blind man lead a blind? Both of them will fall inside the pit. So, if you know that you are not, you have to check yourself. I check myself. In biological terms, there's what we call long-sightedness and short-sightedness. There's some people, they see what is closer to them. They can't see what is closer to them very well, but they see afar off. And that thing have impact in our life. You know, something like that is happening in our Christendom life today, that we always look into another man's affairs. We don't check ourselves first. What we need to do is that you look at yourself, you check, you evaluate your life, how you are going. How am I going? How am I doing it? Just as our Father said it right now. So what is our failure in the time past? Can we amend it this time around? So what kind of effort that we have lose, you know, we miss that we could not be able to implement in the time past? Now, can we, you know, can we cheer up? Can we start it again? So if we are going to make it, if we are going to accomplish it, all these things have to be attached to it, sincerity and honesty, that will make the grace of God in us to be increased, that will make us, you know, the anointing of God to be in us. Just as our Father said, when you pray, this morning I was praying and the Spirit of God led me, say, be praying for this nation and begin to pray for these leaders of this nation, so that everything will go smoothly, so that they will agree in a mutual agreement. So that is what is supposed to be. Then what is leading you to do that? It's by the grace of God, by the anointing that is in you. When you send that word, it's just like a bomb. You go outside and scatter over there, and you know, you will accomplish that which you send it for. That is how it is. I always tell my wife, I say, you see me, I always believe in the prayer I pray for myself than what somebody else is praying for me. That's, and I know it. I thank God for that. So that is where we are today. I'm not, but as and give our offering and prepare our offering and our tithe. Our tithe is 10% of what we earn, like our gross pay, whatever, you know. So be sincere to yourself. I'll be sincere to myself. The case of David and Esau, you know, God delighted in David more than Esau. because Esau committed sin more than David. David always committed sin. But the only thing that David used to do is that he acknowledged that he's a sinner. He would kneel down and ask God for forgiveness. But Esau would think that everything is okay like that. Just like today, what we are seeing in the house of God, in the domain of a Christian, in our spiritual life, we think that everything is okay. We look onto somebody's affairs. We never even think about ourselves. How am I doing it? How are you doing it? How are we doing it? That is the important thing. Look onto somebody. So Jesus will tell them when he's talking about Galatians, how the sin they are committing over there. The disciple was thinking that, oh, they are very powerful. You, they are righteous people. They justify themselves as a righteous person and despise others and condemn others. It's not supposed to be like that. Let us evaluate our life and check ourselves. So you see yourself where you are, so that you see, you can see clear when there is no mote, when there is no beam, where there is no speck in your eye, so that you can be able to help. You know, if you are not faithful, you know. But what we need to do this time around, let us look back where we have failed. Then we move on to the righteous. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we can stand up now so that we pray and give our offering and tithe. Heavenly Father, we thank you. That is why you said it on that. You say on the last day, on the last day, on the last day, only true believer be raptured. It's good to give our tithe, Lord. But on the last day, can this tithe take us to heaven? Is our offering can stand for us on that day? But you talk about righteousness. You talk about faithfulness. You talk about, holiness, uprightness, clean heart, loving mind, humility. We are not filled with ego. Father, help us, O Lord. We need more of your grace. Increase in us, O Lord, your anointing. If we want to make it, O Lord, by your grace. It's not by our might. It's not by our power. It's not by the way we think about ourselves. It's not because we can justify ourselves to be the righteous one and we condemn others that they are not holy. Who is holy? Who is perfect in thy sight? A certain ruler, a Pharisee, and publican. He came and tempted Jesus, our Lord. He said, good master, what can I do to inherit the eternal life? All this one is just to mock him. Because Jesus Christ had been saying it about righteousness, preaching about righteousness. He said, we are righteous people. What can we do to inherit it? Jesus Christ said, all these things I have told you about righteousness, you as a ruler, you didn't know it. He said, I have been doing that. All these things you say, I give it, I do everything. I'm a just person. I'm holy. Jesus Christ died, does not end into that place. Okay, you are a rich person. Go and sell all your assets and begin to share it to the poor. And you were so mad because of that. How where we are today? Where we are today? Can we give our time? Complain everywhere. We cannot even, we cannot stand again. And but we think that we are still standing. Lord, help us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. He was a sincere man of God on that day. He said, what I don't want to do, I see myself doing it. But the one that I'm supposed to do, I cannot be able to do it. Help us, O Lord, in all our weakness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Yeah. The choir.
Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. You are the mighty God. We give you glory.
Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory.
We give you glory, Lord.
Glory, glory, Lord. You are the mighty God.
Father, we exalt your name. Lord, we lift you up high. Thank you for your love for us, for your goodness, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Thank you for this service. You've been here with us. We can feel your presence and touch. Take all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We hand this annual general family meeting to you. Lord, manifest yourself through this meeting. Speak to us, minister to us. Touch everyone, Lord. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we give God praise. Please have your seats. The Tuesday, our prayer and fasting continues. Prayer and fasting continues. We started on the 2nd. And Tuesday we come together here for Bible study. And I still say, those of us, you don't have the opportunity to come Sundays because we schedule families, come on Tuesday. If Tuesday becomes overcrowded, that we can't take everybody, I will tell you. Come on Tuesday, feel free, come. Be part of the service Bible study. From Wednesday also, we begin to call into the line to round up the Bible, to round up the prayer and fasting for the day. So please be part of this. Let us have the heart and burden to obey and serve God. On Saturdays, 5 o'clock, our children, Sunday school. That's our teenagers and our youths. Again, I welcome us to the annual meeting. The annual general membership meeting is a statutory thing in Foursquare. Statutory, it's a thing that must be done. In Foursquare Church, there are some levels of meetings. We have the church council meeting, which statutorily and mandatorily should be held once every month. And we have the workers' meeting, leaders' meeting, where we make reviews. That should actually also be held once every month. And we have the quarterly meeting of all the members. Then we have the annual general meeting of everybody, where we come to make our reviews, report to us what we have done during the year as a church. And then you ask questions about anything. In Foursquare, we run an open government. That's why you can come to the pastor and we talk. Call the pastor. Ask any question at all. All the money we are contributing, what do we do with it? We tell you here. Praise God. And ideally, when we come like this, we have tables. The church council members are lined up. The pastors are lined up right here because we are the one. But because of space and all that, I just please my pastors and my council members and let it be myself and the secretary here. More so, it's not going to be a long meeting. Praise God. So, we go straight. The secretary is taking the opening prayer. Can you give Sister Fumi the microphone to give us the opening prayer for this meeting? That's Sister Fumi there.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our internal rock of ages, we want to appreciate you so much for another wonderful year. I want to thank you for your great grace that has kept us to this time. We thank you so much because you are a faithful God. Thank you where we are not faithful, you are faithful. Thank you for being merciful unto us. Thank you for giving us grace to enjoy your mercy. Daddy, we say thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Daddy, we thank you for another annual general meeting. I want to thank you because it is a privilege that we are alive. Some wish to be here, but they don't have opportunity. Some wish to be alive, but it was not given unto them. It is your mercy that has kept us alive. Daddy, we appreciate it so much. We say unto you be the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we commit this meeting unto your hand. You say where two or three are gathered together in your name. You say there in their midst you will be. Lord, we pray. Let this year be a favor year for us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take control of this meeting in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Chairman it to God in the name of Jesus. Be the Alpha and the Omega in the name of Jesus. For the sectional leaders, we pray. Grace to carry out as it out as you want. Lord, give it unto them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We'll never be guilty of any post in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace to have a good accountability in the name of Jesus. This new year will favor the church of God in the name of Jesus. No one shall be missing in the name of Jesus. The grace more than 2020 you give unto the church of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because it is done. In Jesus' glorious and mighty name we pray.
Amen. Thank you. You're going to be taking the exhortation from the sermon, the message I preached today. Okay. Following the agenda, ideally all the leaders presenting reports, every head of department is supposed to present report, but for this one meeting, we are not taking all of them. There are some few of them we are going to be asking to give us report and feedback, very few, and because of time too, our Spanish service has to hold at 2 o'clock. So latest 1 o'clock, we are through with this meeting. So the next item we have on the agenda, pastor's welcome and opening remarks, which I've done when I was telling us in Foursquare how it is done. We believe in transparency and openness in Foursquare. Believe in it. You can ask any question. Otherwise, we have the church council members. Any question, call them. Call the pastor. Ask any question. Give your opinion. In fact, we give room for suggestions. All that we're after is how do we do it better for God? How do we do it better for God? Okay. So adoption of the minutes of the annual general meeting we held, I think it was 10th January last year. That minute, the secretary has circulated to the leaders. The council has looked at it and all that. So we're not going to be reading the minutes and all that. The council, having looked at, received it and read it, is taking that it's been adopted and, you know, taken care of. And more so, the church council has taken action on most of the points raised at that meeting, most of the points, most of the concerns, and so on. The church council members have taken care of that. And besides, some of them are going to be coming up, both in my own report and in the report to be given by some of our leaders. Last year, there was a new dimension to our reporting. Everything was just like there on the screen, and we're seeing it. And I believe, although the leaders are not here, but that is going to be projected. So when we call any of the leaders projected from your home, you can unmute your system and say one or two things from there. So the first that we're looking at here, the pastor's report. The pastor is going to give his report. And then after the pastor's report, the secretary would give his report, short. And then we go on. You can see all those well listed there. Last year, that's our projection last year. That's our projection that this is what we're going to be accomplishing in 2020. That was the pastor's projection and unexpected goals. Rent or purchase new property in Elizabeth County. New Jersey. We did everything, and we were shown quite a number of places, but we could not negotiate and conclude. Most of the places they get showed us fall within Newark, and besides, most of them don't have car parking spaces. It is key that we have. If you go and park there anytime from tomorrow to Saturday, they will give you tickets. One particular one that we saw not too far from here, beautiful place, a Catholic church owns it. And they moved because they bought a new place. We went to look at it. There was so much, what's that now? Aluminium, right? Much aluminium there. Asbestos, yes, asbestos. We went a beautiful place that we just walk in and start worshiping. Asbestos, and again, oil tank buried inside there. No car parking space. We even brought our area pastor to look at it. At the end, no. It would have been a good place. We saw some places to rent. That's one not far from here. And then the asking rent every month, there's no place you're getting less than $5,000 every month as rent. All we're doing is, how do we save money to buy our own? I said, I wouldn't make that commitment. I wouldn't make that commitment to pay $5,000 and all that. So that's where we are. But we trust God that this year, God is taking us there. Praise God. All I would say, as for us, that we all have the heart and the burden to serve God, including giving towards our building fund. There was a time we made promises, 50, 100, and I don't know if we're still paying that. With the number two projection, intensification of evangelism. But during the, Pastor Adebayo will tell us something, but during the pandemic and all that, there was no going out and all that. But then the person-to-person evangelism, I think, is still our method here. Even in the pandemic, you can do it. But it's good also that many told their people and they were calling in online for the services. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be like that lady that was able to arrest a masquerade that threw away that thing. You must be like that lady. But one good thing is that even when we were not, God on his own was adding families. God added 5 families to us during the year. And on the whole, the total number is 20. And that's one of the families. I think Brand Sister Debanwo came in February or March. When you came, no, when you visited the church first. Okay, that's true, July. We had started coming a little bit. So that's Brother Debanwo and his family, 3 children. Of course, that's another family right there. Our guy is not here today. The Olaloku family, 5 of them in number. That's 2 men right there. It's another family. And of course, Brother Shokoye family, they came in February. That's God doing his evangelism. And most of them said, we went into your website and we saw the address. That's why I commend my media team and the website developers and managers for what God is using them to do. Consolidation of church programs, which by God's grace, although pandemic, we're not meeting, but we never stopped having our services, right? God helped us. And with some other new innovations. Welfare, what will I say about them? What will I say about welfare? I thank God for their lives. Amen. I just thank God for the lives of the welfare committee members, the new additions. Mamela, thank you. You're a good welfare officer. 40% spiritual and financial increase. Spiritual, if you ask me, yes, I think we made it. Because from the reports I get from my people there, that the attendance now, both online and physical, is more than what we used to have. When we're not just limited to our something, we have people from outside New Jersey, some calling from Nigeria. So if you ask me, 40%, financially too, even with the pandemics, the treasurer will tell us when it comes, when we get to that place. And then the service of grace. Normally we would have it Tuesday or Monday today, Sunday. But this last one we had it. We had it from Friday when we had the prayer night that even a pastor from Nigeria ministered. And then Sunday, our regional pastor. And my people tell me, Pastor, this one is even more spiritual than the ones that we have four. So if you ask me, this apart from the number one, these other goals, I think we actualized them. Praise God. So what are we looking at for this new year, 2021? Spiritual performance. We will still do everything by the grace of God. Now, I think, number one, I would say there is our property. It's still the number one priority. It is still the number one priority to get a place and move this church. Look at the number today. What if we had said, somebody come here and say, Pastor, can my family come to church today? And I said, don't worry, we already have, but by God's grace, next Sunday. Amen? Look at the number. What if I had said, yes, come to everywhere we'll be. So, getting a place and spiritual performance, yes. We still do everything. That should be your own asking. How do I improve my own personal spiritual life and performance? And then how do I impact those who are working with me in my department and then out there? Online service. Even when we fully come back, assuming it's say tomorrow, next tomorrow, everything is okay, come back. We are not stopping our online services. Rather, even the media, we've been talking. Full live streaming of the services. So we must maintain those who are calling from outside and everywhere. Financial performance. We believe God that this year, still not less than 40% of our income and all that. Evangelism, water baptism. In the year just passed, in our Spanish service, 3 people were baptized. But we still intensify evangelism and then water baptism. If there are people that are not baptized yet, then we begin in our midst, indicate. So we prepare you and take you out for baptism. Of course, the welfare ministry, the Spanish service, will continue prayer and all that. We'll be holding our service of grace. If we are fully back, then we have it the way we have it before. Or if the committee decides, let's have it the way we had it this past year, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, that would be great. We have it that way. People of God, that is the past projection. By the grace of God, even with the pandemic, we actualize them apart from number one. By the grace of God, in the new year, well, that's going to be our focus. But take note that the number one thing, if you're one of those that said, I'm going to be giving $50 every month, $100 every month towards our building fund, please give. We still need that money. Some of the places that we see, some are asking $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 to buy. And by God's grace, we're going to buy. And then if you ask for money, they ask you, how much do you have? We need to have something substantial before ready. And they do studies and analysis and projections. God will help us. Again, I want to thank everybody. You all did great. God used you in one way or the other to add blessings to his church. And to all of us that are saying, Pastor, when would I? Don't worry, by the grace of God, very soon, we will come back. if things normalize the way they should, it's not just us. Almost every church, by the grace of God, it is well. Praise God. It is well. It is well. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with my. Let your own be this year go. I want to. Your church, I want to. Don't remain what you were last year. That is the pastor's report. 2 minutes, secretary's report. Can you give him a microphone? Hurry.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, let me use this one. This one is closer. Please just permit me for. I said most of the church activities were conducted virtually due to COVID-19. And we started with the 2020 AGM, which was held on January 12th. Then dedication of appointed leaders was on January 19th. Thanksgiving service was February 2nd. And the online Bible study started March 17th. That's when we started due to the pandemic. Then Sunday service online started by Skype, Sunday 22nd. It later turned to Zoom. Then gradually the pastors commenced conduct of service from church, June 28th. Our members started attending church in tongues from July 15th. Then brother and sister Motayo had a baby boy, June 18th. It's part of the social diary I'm still reading. And 3 of our children secured admission into higher institutions, and 5 graduated. Amen. Say, Pastor Adelani bagged a PhD. We bless the name of the Lord for that. Yeah, it was 5 members, family members were added to the church. The pastor has said it. 5 family members. Hallelujah. Then the mini marriage was conducted for Brother Olusegun and Sister Anu on December 13th. That was the first in this church, and we bless the name of the Lord that it will open doors for many more to come in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Then the attendance report. The way we used to do it before is that we compare what we had in 2019 with that of 2020. But just because the settings were different, the pandemic took the whole of 2020, so we could not do a comparison. But what we have is that in 2020, Sunday in-person attendance before the pandemic was 85. That's the entire church. Then average Sunday in-person attendance because of the pandemic, just as we are now, the average one is 23 people. Average online Sunday service attendance, it has to be family. Because there are some people that are logged on and they have maybe 3-4 children who join them. So we had 34 families logging on averagely on Sundays. Amen. Then average in-person Bible attendance, it has been 10 averagely, even before and during pandemic. Amen. Then average online Bible study attendance is 15 families. Then total church membership in 2020, we have 130 active members. English section, 114. And to the glory of the name of the Lord, we have 26 members joining us in 2020. The Hispanic section, they have 16 active members. Amen. What I later included is that for those who decision for Christ, four, we have people who became believers. From being not knowing Christ to knowing Christ, they became born again. And then we have 27 healing and miracle testimonies, all from my church in the year 2020. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is my report. Amen.
That's great. Thank you so much. The treasurer. Treasurer is not physically here, but we'll see the report. I think from there he will then. Okay, treasurer. Is Raja over there?
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Brother, well, thank you so much for the financial or the treasury report. Thank you. Thank you. Before we go into the other reports, beginning from the Christian Education, which is another powerful and important report, all the reports are important. Is there anybody here that is saying, let us adopt the pastor's report, the secretary's report, and the treasurer's report? And if you have any question or comment, anybody, I move that we adopt these three reports. Anybody? Raise your hand. Brother Miola moves that we adopt that report. And should I take a pastor? Okay, take Pastor Adebayo that is seconded. Does anybody have any question for the secretary? for me, for the secretary, for the treasurer. But I must really appreciate this great work. Amen. It's not everywhere you have it like this. I was telling the treasurer, I said, you have taken us to another very high professional and international level with graphs and diagrams and all that. Of course, what do you expect? This is called the tabernacle of God's presence, where he dwells. We need to give him the best. It takes time for somebody to sit down and begin to and all that. And they are the one that sat down. When we were going into this log, I was like, how are we going to be? People give their offering and tithe and all that. They were the one that went out and designed the online giving tightly and so on. Walking and walking. Himself and his other team members. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Any question, any comment, any observation? For me, for the secretary, for the treasury. Yes, ma.
We can hear the question, please.
Yes. Actually, it's not really a question. It's a comment. I'm looking at the financial report, and I can see that for 2020, it's like half of what we saved in 2019. I'm just wondering why it's that low. Does it mean that some people have lost their jobs and are not able to pay their tithe, or why do we have such? Because it gives me a little bit of concern. Even though we might have a decrease a little bit, when we are at that level of savings, then to fall, to cut it like into half, I think it's kind of shocking to me. So I don't know why.
Thank you. Yeah. Any answer, treasurer?
Yeah, can I respond to that, please?
Go ahead.
Please write that down and let's do the math here. It's 128,000. When you look at the contribution level, the 2019, 2017 was 106, 2018 was 118, 2019 was 160. I think the question I will first of all ask is that how come the contribution was that much in 2019 compared to all other years. The reason why you have is because we have an outlier. Towards the end of 2019, a family decided to give us 25,000. Towards the end, to be precise, November 2019, the family gave us 25,000 towards our building fund. That happens to be an outlier because that's the kind of amount that you don't expect that will just come our way. Like I said, I in my message, in my report.
that on a yearly basis.
Mm.
So such bulk contribution did not come in 2020. Our main predictable contributions falls within the tithes range.
Thank you, Treasurer.
So when you take that 25,000 out from that 59,000, it still falls within the goal that we set, that we're working towards saving 20% of our savings, 20% of our contribution, or if you want to use the word revenue. So that was why I arrived in the situation, in the percentage that our contribution in the year 2020 was 88% of our 128,000 that we set as our goal.
Thank you.
I hope that it is clear.
Yes.
And if it's not too clear, if it's not clear to you, you can give me a call, or I will call you at a specified time so that I can walk you through, so that you can have a clarity in regards to how we kind of tabulate. But the outlier was 25,000. That was what bumped up the contribution in 2019.
Thank you, Brajo. Thank you. Thank you. That's a good. That's the answer I was going to give also. And we even thank God that we're able to, you know, get the much that we got during the year. And we look at the fact that during the period of this something, some people lost their jobs. Some who are working have their hours so reduced and all that. But I would say people were faithful in giving. But then also, we're able to get up to what we got in the midst of some losing their jobs. Some still got very good jobs. And that's God. And we're able to save up to what we saved also, because normally it's like a mandatory thing. Every year, there's this international convention of Foursquare, which your pastors must attend. And there are some other, we go there, myself, Pastor Delaney, and Mama Jo. Every year we go. We pay for hotel, we pay for air transportation, and so on. Assuming we did that last year, it would have reduced the amount of savings. There are trainings that the district organize, conferences, which we must attend. But we didn't do that this year. If we had done that also, that would have been a reduction. But the thing is, we thank God that is a very faithful God, that even in the midst of starvation, lack, God is increasing us. But this year is going to increase us more and more in the name of Jesus. Okay. Do we end with that? Any other question, comment? Thank you. The Treasury, Rajawa, please pass our thanks to the Treasury team members. And then that's the kind of thing I like. I want more of it. Because God is taking us to higher grounds. Give us more of this. Thank you so much. And the Lord God bless you and your team. Amen. Thank you. The Christian education has lots of other departments in it. Pastor Delaney, I want to appreciate him for the good work that he has not stopped telling us, study to show yourselves approved of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have said it. I want to thank God for the ministry. The Christian education, as we have had, you know, as many other departments or sessions. This time last year, nobody knew what was coming ahead. But we thank God for the grace that it was the building that was locked down, not the message or the activities. So Sunday school, experienced growth in spite of the lockdown, judging by the numbers that we have from the Zoom, and when we resumed and when we returned to the church partially, the number was very encouraging. Due to logistic problems, the children in particular, we could not take them along with the teachings. Rather, we limited our online programs to the adults and then the teens and the youth. So in March, we started the teens class, and it has been very wonderful. We hold this class on Saturdays by 5 p.m., and the teens have been responding. We want to thank God even for the support we receive from the parents. We still covet your support in this area. For the home fellowship, the same thing actually happened. At that time, we had about surviving three centers. But from March, when the total lockdown commenced, we merged all the centers together to become one. And the fellowship resorted to online twice in a month, the second Sunday and then the last Sunday. The next slide, please. Okay, if it's not okay. As we know, every year we have our church retreats, both workers and members. We normally have in May at the Kinry. We have registered, we have done everything, we are set. But if you look at the month of May, we were thinking that it would be possible. But by that time, it was impossible. So it was not heard, it was canceled. The church workers development training that normally comes up February, March, also was affected by the lockdown. So there was no program, no training program for last year. And now we now look at the year. We now look at our projection for this year. We still having in mind that having survived the lockdown, the Sunday school, the Christian department will not be taken back again. So this year, we still want to sustain the spiritual growth of the brethren through improved teaching of the word. That using God has given unto us, both the men and women that are in the teaching team, we still want to this year organize annual retreat in May. And this time around, we are praying that since we were able to hold the bigger something last year, that is the SOG, Service of Grace, then if the situation remains as it is now, we go online for our retreat in May by the grace of God. And we still want to join the church as a department in prayer and in the search for a bigger place. You can see our children section very small. By the time we return, I don't know how we are going to, if it remains with the number of people, the children that we have, as an addition for this year. Before I go on, I haven't said that. I want to just plea on behalf of the department concerning the manuals. Last year, the manual, all the manuals came December 28th. But now, this year, because of the situation also, we couldn't have it last December. But by the grace of God, please, the manual will be here this week by the grace of God. So please, daddies and mommies, let's start to call the secretary, Alagba, you have access to him, madam, is the secretary. And once you have the secretary, the superintendent cannot do anything. So Alagbade will be calling you to get to book for the manual. Please do it to help us with your phone number so that we can call you, put the number of copies you have there as a family, and if you have a kids, teens, please, anyone that is above 13 is qualified now to be in teens class up to 18 or 21. So get the teens manual also. So please, let's start to do that, to register, to book for the manual so that we know the number of people. Please add your number, we call you. If you don't have your address, we can call you so that we know how to get it. And lastly, I want to appreciate the church, the pastor, for the help. I want to thank God for all our teachers, both in adult, in teens, and then the children's section. I know if time permits, my teachers department, she will come up to say one or two things. Still part of a Christian education. So I do my heart for you. I pray God will continue to mount up strength for you to continue giving us the teaching. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor. I must commend the Christian education. Like I said, even with the lockdown, in that department, we made great discoveries of people, beautiful Sunday school teachers. Tell them to teach there, right there. You never knew they could do this before. But this year, I really appreciate you. I appreciate those ones that I have talked to. I said, look, keep it up. Just keep it up. And I want to believe that this year. And you can see with their heart. I don't know, maybe because that team was divinely given to me the topic. They had their heart and the burden to do this thing of the Lord. So people, this year, don't. You see, the report he read, Christian Education, Sunday School, Home Fellowship, Church Retreat, and Church Workers Training, he has been the one doing it. Although by the grace of God today, I'm going to give him an assistant. But if God touches your soul to say, Pastor Delaney, I'm led prayerfully, because remember Nehemiah, the first thing that he did after he cried is that he went to pray. Tell him, I would like to volunteer to work with your department. So what would you want me to do? I know he would come to talk with me. And then I would want to know who the person is. It doesn't just start working. And then we discuss. Of course, there is room for service. Praise God. I really need men and women that would serve. But I would want to know who they are. So, I appreciate you all. So please, let's keep the fire burning in our various ministries. And this year, somebody must make up, I don't want to just be the Sunday, just come and learn and hear and go. I want to serve. For such people who can sit you down and conduct short workers training for you. Pastor, I think that's another one, right? We're having workers in training class or something. Have a word doing it, workers in training class, and then you go to serve God. So, again, thank you so much. Welfare. Can I have the welfare department?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to give glory for this year or 2020, the historical year of our life. We thank God that we are all here today. And I want to thank Pastor. The Holy Spirit ministered to him about this welfare. The past AGM when he was speaking people. Because I don't know how we should have done it. But with the grace of God and with the able men that Pastor picked, Pastor thank you, do it by myself. But with all the able men, able women that Pastor had with this department this year, we were able to move. And with the help of the church, this department moved more than what we expected. I want to appreciate the people that they had with me to run this department. Halagba, you can know that a big fist. Sister Adeyemi become a secretary of the Wevia. And Sister Fajimolu was part of it. Brother Paul is one of us that we all run around and look towards the welfare of the people with the help of the church. This year, we were able to affect a lot of people, a lot of our members, even the people that they are not part of us. This pandemic time, people don't want to go out, people don't want to move. But my people, we went to the doors of the people. We called the people what we can drop. And the church helped. Church give us a lot of things, a lot of money. God used one sister for Sister Adeyemi, introduced a pantry, which we woke up early in the morning. In fact, when she will be coming, she'll be coming from her job in the morning. And we'll go there, we'll pick up the pantry, we will serve it around to that we know that they really need it. We want to thank God for this. Despite the fact that the welfare department didn't have their own partners, but the church was able to put their hand into the account of the church. When we need to buy things for the people, we bought. When we need to give money, we gave money, especially to our neighbor, to those ones that we know that they just came into the country, maybe because of, you know, there are no paper, whatever they are doing, they are just managed. Church was, we reach out to them and we thank God for all this. Our aim for this coming year, we plan to have the welfare post. We need to have the welfare post so we can put our hand in the post so we can do some things, even if we are going to ask for help from the church or for the member of the church. So we need to have our own accounts. And we request for more members. I remember like 2-3 years ago, me and Mama Major, we went to the food pantry. We really want to have our own setup of food pantry. But unfortunately, by then, what happened is they asked us, we even ready, they told us that we are going to attend training. We're ready, but they asked us that they are coming to check where we want to be putting the pantry. But because of our limited space, we don't have big space enough. They has us some things, but there is no space to put it. So that's why we were unable to get into the food pantry. So the one that they introduced, Sister Adeyemi, to, we are under some people by then. We just go there, they will share with us, and we take it around. But we thank that at least we were able to reach out to our people through that one too. God will move us higher and take us to our place this year, 2021. I want to thank Pastor Mrs. She do her own. She will join us. She will call people to do everything. So I really appreciate my member. God will appreciate you. And the work of God will continue. We continue to blow some in our hand in Jesus' name. Pastor, thank you very much for allowing us to serve. Thank you.
Thank you. That is welfare. That is welfare. That gladdened my heart. It gladdened my heart so much. So much. And in fact, well, let me not. Most of the spending that the church spent anyway, but in fact, most of the time they spend from their pocket. And I said, don't worry, Pastor. In fact, she told me just like she said, they want to have their own pause. So as much as possible, they want to do this thing without coming to the church to give us money. That is commitment. That is the heart and the burden to serve God. I want my ministry to touch my pocket. this last December, they bought rice, they bought oil, they bought everything and distributed. And I said, how much? Let me know. But before they went by, don't worry, Pastor, we'll come back, we'll let you know. And somebody said to me, "Say, Pastor, don't worry, God said I should do it from my heart. All those bags of rice and everything on the welfare. God will keep lifting his people up. When you commit and dedicate, you know that scripture that our brother used today, give and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." And I want to believe everybody that is a leader, minister in this place, leader, head of this, is learning from this. All those procrastinations, all those you appointed January to December, no single action. No, it should stop. If I stay here today and announce you and call your name, and you feel, I cannot, let me know, Pastor. I will not be able to. My job is taken. Nehemiah was not distracted, even with the distractions. No. He was bent on rebuilding the broken wall of Jerusalem. Again, Momiola and your team members, Sister Dayemi, say a new addition to them, but this lady is firebrand for God. You can hear her here doing, come and lead us in, what is it called, breakthrough prayer from their switch on to Sunday school. Before, this Tolu would tell me, Mike, Pastor, no, I cannot. But God just from nowhere threw her up and said, go, you can. You can. Obama became the president of America because he had a slogan that led him, yes, we can. One man from Africa, another black man, how can? But it was, yes, we can. That should be the attitude. That should be the attitude of our leaders this year. I want to appreciate God for the pastors who are working with me. These ones are firebrand. I was telling them the other day, I said, see, Pastor Delaney, I was telling the pastor some 2 Sundays ago, see how tall he is? You see where my height is reaching his eye. But this man knows that it's not a physical something. Let me call him, let me tell him now, Pastor Delaney, after this meeting, I want you to go to New York and do this. Immediately after the meeting, without question, he's running there to do it. A man that has the heart and the burden to serve God. Whereas there are others, Pastor, but why must I do it? But, no, I want to go sleep first. I've not taken lunch and all that. But not that man. Let me tell Pastor Adebayo, go and do a vigil now from now till tomorrow. He wants to pray and all that. Oh, my mama joined the house, prayer. She doesn't mind to forgo food. Everybody go and look for what you eat because she's praying somewhere. Commitment. Let me tell them whatever. They are ready to do it. And I have seen that in the lives of some of my leaders here. And the welfare team is one of them. The media, the logistics. I really thank God that we're functioning. Okay, we give God praise. Thank you again. Okay, we've taken home fellowship under the children ministry.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord for last year. Despite the pandemic, we bless the name of the Lord because none of our children was consumed by the pandemic. We appreciate the Lord for this. Although we weren't able to do most of our activities, we couldn't do the Children's Day, when the children will be the one to minister and all those kind of things. We couldn't do the Be the Light for Christ, that is being held during the Halloween period, and we couldn't do the Christmas party too. But we appreciate the Lord for all this, because all the children are still alive. And we also had addition. We had in together with the family of Brother Johnson, we had a total of 8 children being added to the church. We glorify the Lord for this. So we planned this year that we're praying that everything will be normalized. But pending that time, we're going to ask the parents to please assist us, because the children will not be able to log on to the computer by themselves. So our plan this year is that just the way they do in schools, that the parents will have to be with these children while the teachers are teaching them. We had it in mind that we'll be doing this once in a month with these children. So we're going to be needing the assistance of the parents to be with them, so that we do the normal Sunday school we do once in a month. I know it can be overwhelming, but once in a month we are craving their indulgence. So please help us to stay with these children when we are doing the Sunday school for them, maybe on Saturdays, so that they be with these children while the teachers also be online with them. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, before I comment on that, please, I want to say here, make this appeal, both those here with me and those listening to me from our homes, from everywhere. You heard the welfare officer saying one of our goals this year is to have our own welfare post. I want to say, I mean, that